Welcome back to our Safe Place podcast with Shannon, Jeremy, and Rob.
Hey, what's up?
Welcome back.
If that doesn't put you in the mood, I don't know what will.
Hell yeah.
Isn't that exciting? I'm excited. Yeah. I bet everybody listening to this is excited.
Hey, what's a good song for like, it's been a long time. No, is there some...
Welcome back.
That's another good song.
Welcome back, Carter.
Oh, that's a great one. There's got to be other songs. Like, I've been missing you. What was that song?
John Waite.
Yeah.
I ain't missing you at all.
I ain't.
No, that's opposite.
I ain't missing you. Oh, my God. That song's great.
I love that song.
Where's Lakefront Brewery? It's a cool glass.
Milwaukee, Wisconsin.
Well, look at this son of a bitch. I love that place. Man, there was a restaurant there when we lived in Wisconsin. It's called Major. Have you been there? Major Goolsby's?
Mm-mm.
Dude, it was a... It's still there, but it's a sports bar on this corner there, like right downtown, kind of by the convention center. And it was just like a really, really cool, like, I mean, it was just... like a Cheers type bar. Mm-hmm. I don't know. Like, it was just, but anyway, they had the best freaking mozzarella sticks. They were like, like wontons. They were like egg rolls, but they're, I mean, like, I don't know. They were the best things.
It wasn't like a stick. It was like a,
it was like an egg roll, like, basically. It was a wonton wrapper, but it was like a cheese stick. But they were, people were like, what? I'm like, no, you got it. They're the most amazing. Anyway, they don't make those anymore. Jennifer said they don't sell them anymore.
Really?
But dude, but that was like the best place in Milwaukee. I love that place. It was so much fun. Milwaukee's a cool little town.
Somebody should make those mozzarella sticks.
Oh, dude, they were
they would
so
sell
great.
The shit out of them.
Yeah, because I'm like it.
Like, it's almost like a little flaky biscuit around.
Yes, and it's kind of crispy, but then, like, in the middle of it, because the ends are kind of crispy.
Yes, out, you know, yes, then, there's then, crunch.
Yeah, but then, like, the center of the thing is, like, it's kind of, oh, and it was just, oh, my God, they were so good. Oh, my God, it was so good.
And Jeremy was the only person that liked them.
No.
And that's why they're not on the menu.
Yeah. Our family, it was
he's not
it.
Even like, living there anymore. They didn't sell any.
The Elmore family couldn't support it, I guess, because we loved them. Yeah, anyway, so how y'all been doing?
Good. So
y'all grown? You've gotten taller?
Yeah, I did.
Yeah, I've gotten taller. Look how handsome you've gotten, Rob.
Yes.
It's been so long.
Older.
Today is our anniversary.
15 years.
Oh, my God, happy anniversary. Yes, that's 15 awesome.
15 years.
That is awesome.
We have not killed each other yet.
No, it's a miracle.
You come close. I had the knife in my hand, but I didn't pull the trigger.
Oh, no. My God.
No, yeah, no, but it's, we were talking about that a while ago. It's crazy because we'll be married 15 years in November because mm-hmm. we were going to go on honeymoon together.
And yeah.
We couldn't, so, yeah.
Yeah.
Because we got knocked up.
We got knocked up.
Didn't realize
it. You won.
Hey, Amy.
Yeah. Before the, yeah, so we were already planning on getting married before
you
we got
married. You showed
pregnant.
Us.
Yeah. I know. I'm like, damn it. Well, can't go on that honeymoon to Turks and Caicos or wherever that we
Jamaica,
were playing.
Jamaica. It was going to be Jamaica.
Jamaica. Where they had the pools in the floor and shit in your room.
Yes.
Yeah. I was watching Couples Retreat. That movie, if you haven't seen it or haven't seen it recently, you got to watch it about three times in a row. It is the best movie.
I've never seen it all the way through, I don't think.
I don't think I have either.
My God. It's an underrated Vince Vaughn, Jason Bateman type movie. And John Favreau. Like, it really is such a great, great movie. And, like, I don't know, it's funny, but, like, they had those rooms. It has, like, like, we got fish in here, too, honey. Like, there's a whole, like, you'll see the plexiglass and, like, you know, because it's I want to go to that place. I mean, I want to go. I don't know how much it costs, but you've seen, it's on some of those, it's been on a bunch of movies where it's, like, those huts.
Oh, yeah.
In the middle of the bay or whatever.
Wouldn't like, that be
is
awesome?
It Thailand or where the,
I don't know.
Where
I think
is it?
Bora Bora?
Maybe. It might be Bora Bora.
I think they probably have them in a lot of different places.
Yeah, I would think so as well.
It's just like, dude, that is amazing. Like,
wouldn't that be
own,
awesome?
It's like a treehouse in the ocean.
Yes.
It's like
just
an ocean treehouse.
Just
house.
Jump in the ocean.
Yeah. I mean, and you can see them coming. You know what I'm saying? They only got one way in.
Yes.
You're just right there. I mean, hell yeah. Got to watch out for pirates pulling up in the middle of the night, though, on the ocean side.
You think that's problematic?
It might be.
Have you ever been to the ocean and saw, like, the flags they have on the lifeguard stand?
Yes.
And
we
were there, and there was a purple flag.
What's that mean?
Pirates.
Dangerous wildlife.
Pirates. I wish it was pirates. Purple
You're
for pirates.
Not that funny.
That's purple for pirates. We got a bunch of pirates. They've been hitting us all day long. We're out of bottled water. They took all the bottled water the first time.
She's been waiting on that joke.
since we started this podcast.
That was funny.
That was great.
I didn't see it coming. This book makes it beautiful.
That was great. It's pirates. Ahoy.
Now you know when you go to the beach.
Yeah, he's in the lifeguard. He's up there. He's got a big periscope, whatever it's called. What is that?
Telescope thing.
Yeah, that your eye. Like that. Lifeguards don't do that these days. You know, where's 2025? They sit there with sunscreen on. This guy's got a compass and a goddamn telescope out.
What is that purple flag mean? What is
it? Yeah, like, can't you see it? Fucking pirates! Yeah.
Hey, Joe, let them put the purple flag up. So all these swimmers know.
Yeah, get in.
There's pirates in the water.
Bury your belongings. Just make deep them in aware. The sand. Yeah, pirates. It's dangerous wildlife. What wildlife is that?
Well, I walked up to him and asked because I didn't know it was sharks or whatever. Yeah. Stingrays. That particular occasion was stingrays.
Oh shit!
He said they had a couple hits.
Yeah,
and they said so. As soon as somebody gets hit in a certain area, they'll put the flag out, and then after 3 days, they bring it back. If nobody gets hit again,
wow,
they bring it back.
That's so crazy.
Mm-hmm.
These stingrays, like, dude, what the hell? Like, we're just coming through
the water.
Yeah. We're just coming through.
How about you watch where you step?
This is our time of year right now, right? You know. Like, we didn't come up here in your old neighborhood blocking the sidewalk.
Yeah.
I mean, shit. No, yeah. It's like you swim in the manor.
Manatee.
Manatee, yes.
Well, she paddleboarded over a fever of stingrays.
Oh, yeah. That was so
That's what they're called,
cool.
A fever.
And they migrate in, like, tens of thousands.
Oh,
it's
hundreds wild. And
I saw
hundreds.
A National Geographic thing. It's like it was a drone, and it was like, all you could see was just...
Yeah. She was on a paddleboard over stingray.
But we were watching it, Jeremy, for like 30 minutes, and Robbie was like, you've got to go out there. Like, when are you ever going
to
have this?
We were waiting for some furniture to be delivered or something, so both of us couldn't
do
it.
So in the time... Like, we'd watched it for 30 minutes. I went and blew up a paddleboard and went out, and I was floating over...
That's crazy.
And it was so cool, because every time you put your... paddle in, you know, they'd separate. Like, they were flying is what it looked like. It was so
That's amazing.
I'm so glad
she wanted to be a marine biologist when she was young.
Yeah, but that was problematic living in Kentucky.
Get you a microscope and some scuba gear, whatever the hell. You got the means right there.
Yeah.
You have fed a manatee. Out of the palm of your hand.
I didn't feed the manatee.
They don't
She sort of made out with it.
They don't know.
I didn't make out with it. It hugged me. And that's when I put a stop to what was going on.
We're going to stop it right. I'm a married woman. We're going to stop this right here.
I don't want you hugging me and dragging me down with you. Literally.
Yeah. Literally.
And killing me right now in this beautiful moment. So, do Eskimo kisses.
Then we would have only been married 13 years.
Yeah.
Do an Eskimo kiss with a manatee.
So what is this? I hear you had sugars.
Oh, fuck yeah, man. Oh, my God. I mean, they're still kind of lingering.
When is the last time you had sugars, Robbie?
20 years.
It was at Pine Knob, and I was probably 12 years old.
Yeah. I was a child.
At a day camp.
Hey, if anybody says Pine Knob, it's been at least 25 or 30 years. I don't care. I don't care if the kid's 5 years old.
What's Pine Knob?
It's a place in Grayson County.
Exactly. It's a little local attraction. It's like
Billy the Kid slept in a cave there or something.
Yeah,
one time.
Yeah. Oh. Jesse James.
That's what it was.
And they do a little outdoor theater.
Is it still there?
Yeah, I don't know. The general store, I think, maybe, but there's a general store, and you can go hiking around the knobs, you know. So when I was a kid, I didn't know what a knob was. They're just hills and cliffs, but they're knobs.
Yeah.
And I mean, it is pretty. I mean, I haven't been there in 25 years. Mm-hmm. But they had the Daddy Took the T-Bird Away. They would do that, like the play. Mm-hmm. They perform it out, do like a little amphitheater thing.
Oh, wow.
And they would do different, like, they would like the Frank and Jesse James gang, like a shootout type thing and stuff. I don't know. And they had the Sorghum Fest.
Yes.
Yep. Molasses and sorghum. Never got into that stuff. I love syrup.
I don't think I've ever had sorghum.
Yeah, I like syrup, but not sorghum.
It's sorghum molasses. It's the same thing.
Yeah, same thing.
Hmm.
You have I think we have molasses in our
Yeah,
pantry.
I think we do.
Because you make gingerbread with it.
So I take back that.
Well, that's like making it with it, but like I know, and it always looked so good when I was a kid. They get like warm biscuits and butter.
And then
they would. Like, our whole family did it. Both sides of my family did that. Love it. And I never, I couldn't.
It had a bit of a smoky taste.
It did. It was weird. It was kind of like the scotch.
Or maybe it was all those people that were smoking at the breakfast table.
Yes, it was all the people. That's what it was. That was a cigarette-y smoky flavor.
I've been at all families. There's respectful for the little ashes. Our sorghum had like metallic flaking.
Actually, I want to take sorghum again to see if it really is smoky or if it was just the atmosphere.
But there was a lot of cigarettes put out in those plates.
A lot.
Because that sorghum would just stick up. It would stick right up. It was like making a, you'd make a model.
Mama wouldn't eat sorghum. She ate grape jelly. And she would take it with butter and chunk it up where it was like half and half butter and jelly.
Ooh, like whip it.
And just dip.
Not, but it was like chunks. It was sort of whipped. It sort of chunked. And then she'd eat a biscuit. And then every morning, she'd put out a cigarette right in the middle of what was left.
And if he sit there and talk a while, you'd have a little picket fence, a little white picket fence there.
Stonehenge.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, it's a good conversation. It's crazy.
All right, back to chiggers, though.
Oh, shit. Okay, so let's put a pin in that. Hey,
write it down.
You got a dry erase. Yeah, hey, right here in front of me. Jesus Christ.
That's it? No.
It's an EpiPen.
It's nice.
It's dry erase. It's an EpiPen.
It's dry erase.
Yeah, there's a... Hold on.
Hold on.
Yeah.
Pause.
So this guy, this motorcycle I got, you know, it's off and on road, whatever. So I hadn't really been off road much with it. So I was riding. It's been almost four weeks ago. I was out riding by myself, and I was like down in Blevins Gap area, you know, and it's like Jefferson Memorial Forest. It's a really fun ride, and I would see like this,
like on their trails.
Well, just know there's a road that goes through it.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
But now the trails are all up. But anyway, so I'm driving through, and there's like I'm like, it's riding around. I see like these woods. I'm like, man, I wouldn't mind going off in the woods to do a trail ride, you know?
Yeah.
I don't know. I mean, stone sober. I wasn't like I was out there just on LSD.
Well, let's hope not.
I just want to clarify that. This was a totally sober decision. As a 46-year-old man, take it. And I don't work out all the time. I'm just in normal average. Just you know, I'm right there in the middle. You know,
you're a five.
Yeah. There you go. I'm right there in the middle. Five. I'm not a one. I'm not
actually.
Ten.
If you're a five, you're probably a seven and a half. If you're in the middle.
There you go. Okay.
In reality.
Yeah. So, I just like I saw this like you could I could see where I never had noticed it before, but this little spot just kind of went off the road. It was like flat with the road. It's kind of gravel. Then went into the dirt and just kind of went.
Wow.
And I could see a trail. I'm like. Well, they've got like a bike trail, you know, like a dirt bike trail, whatever. You know, there's some kind of trail. So I'm like, you know what? Fuck it. I am doing it. This is what I got this thing for. I'm going to do it forever.
Let's do it.
So I turn around, come back, and I'm like, here I go. So I go off the road.
I'm really doing it.
Yeah, I know. I go off. And I haven't ridden trail bikes in years, right? And this bike's kind of heavy for a trail, you know, because dirt bikes are
very light.
You know, they're light and they're maneuverable, you know, and there's not it's not bulky. And this thing is, you know, it's. So, I get on this trail, and I'm going, and it starts getting rougher and rougher, narrower and narrower, and it was, I mean, it was wide open. You could see it, but there was just trees everywhere, and ruts, and like, so I'm going up a little bit, then I start going down, and you couldn't see this from the road. It looked like it just kind of went up this gradual grade up.
Instead, it was the first hill of the beast.
Oh my gosh! So I'm like, and the thing is, like, it's so tight, I'm barely fitting through with my handlebars, and like, I've got to.
Were you scared?
Not at first, but then it set in. I was more like worried.
How fast are you going?
I mean, I'm not going fast, you know, because you're trying to maneuver.
Just like
I'm
a couple miles an hour, basically keeping it up.
I'm like basically trying to balance. You know, you're trying to stand up on the pegs, trying to balance. I'm trying not to fall over. It's like, you know, like crawling through here, trying to get through it. But when you can go fast, you know, you try to get some speed to go through fast shit faster anyway. So, but I start going down this creek. I'm like, oh my God. So, because it starts going down, I'm like, there's a freaking creek. And it's just like this little rut. And I think, I don't know if this was a mountain goat path or like really fat deer. Because I don't know. Because this was, maybe it was a mountain bike path. Maybe because they mountain bike out in that motherfucker. Yeah. And this isn't my property either, granted, right? I don't own this land. I don't know who owns this land, but I don't think I should be doing this anyway. So I'm illegally, I'm trespassing on somebody's property with this I hadn't even ridden this bike off road much at all yet because I don't have our own land, you know. Man, so I get through the creek, right? I'm like, 18 again, riding dirt bikes. I'm like, I got this. So I'm doing my thing. Like, you know, I'm back. Then I got to go up this freaking hill. So I'm like, I got to turn around. I'm like, yeah. I already made my mind. I'm turning around. I'm getting out as soon as I find a spot. Yes. I'm not trying to save the world.
This has been fun.
Yeah. I'm not GoPro-ing this shit, right? I'm trying to stay alive.
My gosh, I wish you were.
Oh, my God. I know. Now I think about it.
Wouldn't that be fun?
I know. Yeah. I don't know what all I said. I probably was praying to God. I don't even realize. Dear God, just let me get out of here. I'll never drink again. Yeah, you do that. I'll never drink again.
What did I say to you, God?
Yeah.
Exactly.
So I'm going up this hill between these trees still. So I'm like, okay, I see a spot like up there at the top and kind of turn. It's like a big leaf down, bedded down area. I can turn around. Then there's like a tree line, like a fence line. Like, I don't know. I'm like, I don't give a fuck. I'm just turning around. I'm going back home. So I get up there and it's like so tilted at an angle. And I put my foot down. I'm sitting there trying to maneuver. And like, I tried to spin it around because it was real, you know, like I had one foot. I'm like, trying to spin it around to get squared up to go back down the hill. And it kind of laid over for a second. It killed it. So I had to pick it back up. You know, I got it back going again. Thank God it's not a kickstart because I would have thrown my back out. If I had to kickstart that thing on the angle I was at. My hip would have just dislocated. I'd have been dragging it home. Yeah. Yeah. And so so then I'm on top of the thing, right? So I think when I put my foot down, I think that's where the chiggers came in.
Oh.
I think that's because, so I'm going back down. So now I got to go back down this sumbitch, right? Because, I can't call my dad. You know, it's not like I'm a kid. I can call for help. It's not going to come save me. I'm a grown man.
The cavalry's not coming around the corner.
Yes. Nobody put a gun to my head.
No.
And I didn't get lost from a pack of travelers. I did this.
I will make it back.
So I cannot call on it for help. You can't get a tractor up this thing to pull me. What are you gonna do? You know, I'm like, I've got to ride this fucker right here. So man, going down was way worse because you're sliding.
Oh, no.
It's heavy. You know, yeah, because you're just trying to not lock it up and
a lot less control going.
Yeah, I guess so. That makes sense.
Yeah, going up's easy.
Yeah,
because gravity is not your friend.
You lean on the gas tank. But going down, man, it's awful. See that go back down across and like I'm like hitting. Thank God I had them. Handlebar, the bark busters, they call them those.
Brush guard, basically.
Yeah, for your levers, because I'd have broke them all. Because it was just, I mean, it was banging those things. And I'm going down, like, the little saplings just litter everywhere. And I'm like, what am I? What am I doing? Why? I kept thinking, why in my head? Why? Why, Jeremy? Why?
That would have been Colin. You just picked you up and said, what the hell are you thinking?
Yeah, I know it. But if I drove and saw my dad, I'm like, Dad, what are you thinking, you idiot? And here I'm doing it.
Yeah.
And I'm just like, I'm somebody. Dude, I made it back out. By the grace of God, I made it back out. So I'm like, I finished my ride. I was going on a little ride. So I stayed on the road. It was a good day, everything. I made it out alive, thank God. So get home. So we go to the fair that night, right?
Okay.
We met Clifton East out there, right? Mm-hmm. We went kind of decent. It was early that way. We just went to see some animals and got something to eat. You know, we didn't do a whole lot because it's
a show.
We weren't there very long. Yeah. But we were coming out of, we went and saw the molded pies and cakes, which is gross. They stay there forever. The contest where they're all molded? Have you ever been to Fifth Day of the Fair?
No.
That shit looks like they've been, like they're zombie cakes. They're disgusting. There should be an award, a trophy for whose looks the grossest. Like a zombie cake trophy.
At the end of the fair, yes. A trophy for.
Because it is.
No preservatives in that.
No. And it might cure some diseases. There's some penicillin growing out of it.
Absolutely. If you catch it right in time.
Yeah, like dude, like anyway, so when we're coming out, I start itching. I'm like, man, like are y'all getting like
that was quick like, though. Nasty? It was like 24 hours.
I know. Like y'all getting wait. You know, it was. We went to the fair the next day. It was the next day.
All right, okay, that makes more sense.
We're buying your story now.
I wasn't buying it before. It's been my experience. It takes longer.
It was the next freaking day because we kept thinking I got it from the fair because it happened that, like, and I'm like.
But where are you getting from the fair?
Well, so that's the thing.
There's some crazy stuff.
Well,
there.
So
it was pies. The zombie pies.
No, hell no. They're not nothing could live on that.
No.
That shit's rough. But no, the animals had this little petting zoo thing where there's this one big old cow that none of them went around. Like they were all looking at the other stuff, you know. And like, so I'm like, I walked up this cow and I started talking to this cow because I felt bad. Like nobody, it was a big old.
Had you been drinking?
No, I said, again, totally sober. And I had a funnel cake or something. I had some sugar in me. I got sugared up a little bit. And, you know, feeling good. And
you're blaming your triggers on this cow.
Well, no, listen, this is not me.
Poor cow.
So I'm over there, and I was talking to the cow and everything, you know, and nobody else walked up with me. And so I'm like up there on the damn gate, you know, trying to touch it. But my arms weren't long enough. I was going to pet it. And
made no effort to come to you.
No. So I just kept itching. So I got home at night, like, I'm like, oh my God, like, I'm getting. And she's like, what? She said, you think it's fleas or something? Like, it's like, you know, because all this, you never know, there's fleas or bed bugs or, I mean, dogs don't have fleas. It's like, what if, and she said, you're the only one that went to talk to that cow. Maybe that cow came. I said, the cow, he's like, it might have, you had to go talk to that cow, didn't you? I'm like, well, yeah, man, like, he's all by himself. And he or she, I don't know, I didn't judge. And so I said, I don't think it was the cow. So we started trying to think. I'm like, I don't know where. I don't know, because it wasn't poison ivy. I'm like, these are chiggers. Like, these are straight. And they were, my left leg was completely, I bet I had 300 of them. I mean, you can, I don't know if you can see. I mean.
Oh, still here.
I mean, but they're all the way up, all the way everywhere. My back.
Were you not wearing underwear?
I had everything. I had on boots, like tube socks pulled
up. Get jeans everywhere.
On. I had actually end up did it for, thank God, it was a little bit cool that day. I had like a long sleeve like shirt on, you know, and gloves. But I think because I put my left leg down when I was turning around, because at first I thought maybe it was like deer mice or turkey mice, because it looked like when I turned around, it was like deer had bedded down there, because there's a bunch of leaves, and it was like a, it was an odd bedded down area, you know. And I'm like, I wonder if it's like deer mites. I'm like, I hope it's not fucking a bunch of us. She said, what if it's ticks? I said, if it's as many ticks, I'd be dead already.
Right.
And I said, so it's not ticks. And well, then Tony, my brother-in-law, he at the same time, had went out, they leased some hunt land, him and some buddies did. They went on side-by-side scouting out. They first got down there. Well, he was on the side of the fence side. When they were driving, they had to stay out because they didn't want to get in the crops. They were like beans or something, so they were on the fence driving. And he got chiggers from the fence.
Oh, my God.
And so, like, the next day, I went riding over there to see him. Like, dude, he's like, dude, look at me. He's covered chiggers. I'm like, what the fuck?
Is it like,
I said, I haven't had chiggers in 20 years.
What if you would have stopped and peed?
Oh,
my God.
A bunch down there. I had a few down there. Not a bunch. I had maybe about five.
Oh, did chiggers have like anthills and chigger hills? Are there chigger hills?
Did you step on, hung on them like the
leaves and stuff?
What's the flower?
Queen Anne's lace.
Yes. We always call them chigger bushes.
Chigger bushes, yes. That's what we call chigger bushes.
Yep.
I mean, because as a kid, I got chiggers all the time. You get,
I didn't get them a lot, though, but that one type of pine knot,
I got them 3-4 times as a kid.
But I don't remember getting them in that quantity. Oh,
dude. Yeah, you might get one or two chigger bites, but no, that's what I'm saying. They must have been having a family reunion where I stepped.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. It was a congregation.
Damn. It was. Yeah, no shit.
It was a fever of chiggers.
It was a fever. Hey, I thought I was having a fever.
That's miserable.
That is so miserable.
And the one good thing, though, working did help keep my mind, because I'm walking and moving.
Right.
Yeah.
But when you sit down, it's like you start, it's like, dude, they will itch you.
Can't think about anything else.
Sleep.
Yeah. Oh, my God. Yeah. I end up getting called in a thing of prednisone, because it just speeds it up.
Right.
I'm like, I can't, because I mean, and it's been, like I said, I mean, and they're still like, and my waistband was bad.
Oh, yeah, because they're right there.
It was awful. It was awful. Wow. Anyway, but I don't recommend getting chiggers.
When we got them back when we were kids at that day camp, I think Joey might have been there too. I'll have to ask him when I go back to work today. But mom would take
fingernail polish?
Nail polish.
Clear nail polish.
This wasn't clear.
He had a little spots everywhere.
It's like he had the measles.
If they're already in your skin,
because
it's supposed to smother them.
Everybody that's older than us, our generation and up, have always, I think, been taught that chiggers, they burrow in your skin.
Yes.
Well, I was reading about it, and they say it's just the bite. That they fall off. Like, once you move around a whole lot, they'll fall off. But it's the bite, because it's a toxin in their saliva that does that.
But then what's that little red dot?
I think it's where the bite.
It's your body's reaction to their bite.
It's ground zero. Yeah. And they like ticks, they bite, and that's their saliva is like concrete. That's how they can hang on, because it fuses. Like, that's why they can hang on so well, because it's like,
makes sense.
Yeah, and so they can just, I mean, they hang on you. But they said chiggers, but like, I saw on the cliff, and me and Cliff were like, both, you know, Sarah's dad were like, mm-hmm. we always were taught that it was,
yes, yeah. And that's why you smother,
yeah,
them.
But yeah, and I don't know if just doing that, because it does work. Because I know what I was telling Sarah, I said, when I was like 18, 17, 18, or maybe a little bit younger,
maybe it just numbs the pain.
Maybe
there's something in the nail polish that it makes could, it not,
where you don't, it doesn't itch as much. Yeah, yeah. I was, again, out camping, riding whatever the hell, dirt bikes. I got into them one time real bad in my crotch. It was down, and I said, I had so much nail polish down there, like the Statue of David. I was like marble. I said, it was like marble. She started laughing at me. I said, I mean, try to go pee. And you know, I said, God forbid you ever get aroused. I said, it was just scream. It would be just a,
yes.
It'd be like when the dude grabbed the electrified handles in Home Alone.
Oh my goodness.
You see a skeleton? That's what it'd be like. It'd be. But yeah, but it was just, I mean, I had so much clear nail polish on me. It was, I looked,
yeah,
like,
how much nail polish do you need, like, to cover mannequin, your entire, oh, lower body?
And then, and as you, now that you're older, you have hair like on your legs and stuff. So it's even, what I'm saying, like when you're 13, you ain't got a big hairy leg. You, yeah, know? But now it's like, God, you got, just look like a matted up mountain man. You got, you know, like just hanging off of you.
I don't think our kids have ever had chiggers. Not that I'm aware.
No.
I can't believe mine haven't.
Colin has, but Emerson, she'll never get them. Unless... Yeah,
Carly was never in the woods. Jacob wasn't, but no, Jacob would hike and stuff out at Ross, yeah, with the boys.
We camped before.
Yeah.
So I don't know.
I don't know. Think you ever had
them. And, but they were saying, like, certain areas, like, it's weird how, like, you know, because they are everywhere, but they're not like every, like how they're so concentrated in some areas. Mm-hmm. But that's the thing, like, because I always thought chigger bushes were like, they were the bushes, right? So I was up in the woods, and there wasn't a whole lot of little, you know, because I'm like, it's in the woods, so it's basically a bed of leaves, you know, and bullshit. There's not a lot of greenery,
right,
on the woods floor, so to, you know,
right.
And so, like, I didn't see a lot of, like I could have seen more
launch
poison
points,
ivy, you,
yes,
know, because I always thought fields and like fence rows and shit where you get chiggers more, you know, like, you know, but like in the woods, not as much. But I don't know.
Could you imagine if you'd have rolled that bitch when you were turning around?
If I'd have fell down, oh my God, yeah. Thank God it was, I never wrecked it.
I mean, if you had them, yeah, all over your body like that, that is an emergency, man. Right? Like,
well, because I told, she's like, what do you, I said, I think I'll be okay. I said, I'm not, my throat's not closing up. It's like, it just looks like, and I know Tony, he went and got a shot because of his,
steroid shot or something?
Yeah, his a steroid shot. Looks like, yeah, I just got that called in because I'm like, just to make it faster, because I mean, I can, yeah, deal with it. Just, it was annoying as shit, though. Because, yeah, it was just, and then plus, you know, it was the middle of summer. I couldn't wear shorts. I'm like, because I looked like I had scabies. I'm like, looks like I should have been living on, in Penner apartments, as mom always says. You know what I'm saying?
Oh my God.
Yeah, I mean, I just, or we had fleas. Like, man, y'all need to wash your dogs. I mean, you know, it's like, it's, yeah, not, how can I say, yeah, like in the gas station in line, like, these aren't scabies.
I'm not
fleas.
A leper.
Yeah. Yes. This is not bed bugs.
It's not contagious.
It's just chiggers. It's a bug in the woods.
Look. Yeah. I know I'm 40 plus, yeah, but I do have chiggers.
Yes, I have chiggers from doing something stupid.
My wife didn't buy it either.
Yeah. No. I've got a...
Does your girlfriend have chiggers too?
Yeah. Really. I've got crotchal crabs. Yeah.
All right.
You want to take a little break?
You
want to
take
that?
A little break?
On that note, yeah.
Yeah, yeah, let's, okay, do it.
All right.
I don't even know how to restart after that.
Well, listen,
I don't either.
That, I put a pin in this, remember?
Okay, yes, yes.
So, I hope that wasn't a Sharpie.
Okay, no, it doesn't matter. You know, if, what, you do a dry erase board with a Sharpie, you,
yeah,
can take insect or a mosquito spray.
Like
it'll take it off. Yeah.
Removes. Off. It'll take it off.
Yes, you can get it off. Will.
Really?
Yeah. Like, yeah. Cal wrote on our bedroom furniture when he was a baby with a black Sharpie. And I thought I was going to kill him.
Oh, my God.
Spray that. It's good as new.
Right off.
Really?
Good as new. You're welcome.
That's crazy. I didn't know that. Off.
All right. So what?
Let's write that down.
Does your note say?
No. Isn't it weird how, like, when we were, like, we talked about this before, but hanging out in the kitchen, everybody kind of hangs out in the kitchens and houses, oh, yeah, and they have these big, like, I don't know, like, I was looking at these houses, you know, like, we've been looking at houses, just kind of, you know, we were talking about it, and everything okay? Is there an emergency?
Cal just sent me a text that said, I love you. I was just talking about him. How I was going to kill him.
That's spooky shit.
Isn't that weird?
Hey, that's weird. No, that is weird, man. Hey.
I'm sorry to interrupt.
No. This is way more. Is that, that's.
It kind of gives me chills.
You need to call and make sure everything's okay?
No.
Okay. All right. No, that gave me a little bit of cold chills.
Yeah. Anyway, I'm sorry to interrupt.
No, I know, but I like that, those little coincidences. That happened the other day. I was standing in the living room, and Emerson walked in. I said, what do y'all want for dinner? Or later, and I said, I kind of want a hamburger. And I swear, a McDonald's, all of a sudden, it was these two golden cheeseburgers. Hey, this McDonald's commercial just came on. I mean, as soon as I got done saying that about wanting a hamburger, wanting a burger, whatever, it came on. Emerson's like, oh my God, look. I'm like, that's crazy. Like, that is crazy. Things like that can happen all the time. That was nuts. Yeah.
I love that kind of stuff.
No, but we were talking about Mama. Like, everybody hung out in the kitchen. Like, I remember going down there. Like, they hung out in the kitchen all the time. Like, that's where you hung out.
And it was street, like, you had everybody that fit at the table was seated. And then you had one row. Around them, and then you had another row by the cabinets around them.
Yeah, right, yes, exactly. Yeah, it would be behind.
And they could put 30 freaking people in a little bitty kitchen.
I mean, I don't know how the floor.
All the pictures I had from back then is in the kitchen. Just 3D.
I mean, remember the picture of all the chubby cheek?
Oh yes, man?
That's. I mean, there's 25 people in that picture, and they're all in the kitchen size of this room. Yes. You know,
doesn't it make you sad that our kids just don't have that?
I know that's what I wish
our kids do.
I think our kids do.
A little bit.
But I don't.
Most kids don't.
That's the thing. Is like a lot of our generation's kids will have a resemblance of that. But that's just fading away.
I mean, it is.
Because, you know, like I don't know. It is, and it's sad. But like those times, like, remember, they all be hanging out in the kitchen talking. You run in there in that glass jar with all the different types of bubble gum. She'd have like, she would get like. Mom did it right. It was like sleeves, like the full pack of like Bubba Yum or Hubba Bubba, and it would be just the whole packs in there, like in this jar, and it'd be every flavor. I'm like, this is insane. Like,
and like we never had that shit.
No,
Jeff said we didn't have the extras.
No, yeah. I mean, and we didn't have that shit either. Like you know, like what the hell? Like this is insane.
Wow.
You know, and it wasn't like they, you know, they didn't have everything for, you know, like it was like a certain, like I remember that, and like we talked about the leftover breakfast before, you know, that was always a staple.
Malted milk balls, she usually had a jar of them.
I think all grandmothers did.
And then Papa had those circus peanuts.
Yes.
And he always ate cashews.
That's
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, I don't know. We had more of their ashtrays, you know, the glass ones, you know, and I remember those things. Just being full, like
there's absolutely a
thousand cigarettes sticking out of it. I mean,
a cigarette graveyard.
Yeah, a thousand. It is. It looked like inside of a shark's mouth. I mean, just sticking up everywhere. It was just I mean,
and I think that just being a blended family and having five kids and their wives and boyfriends and everything, it's just they remind me of what we had growing up when they get together. We had Shannon's dad's
because it's loud, it's fun. It's
we
just,
had Shannon's dad's 80th birthday party here this weekend, and it was so much fun. And they were all there, and they all had they just love being around each other.
Yeah, we are very fortunate.
I think we have created that for them.
No, that's it's like when Sarah threw that birthday party for me. Remember when y'all came to the house and like it was her family?
Yes.
And it felt a lot like that.
Yeah, it was. People sitting in
lawn chairs. Because everybody kind of just blended. Like, you know, you couldn't. And like, it was like, there's people was like, I don't know. It was like a lot. And like, our friends. And like, it was just everybody. It was fun. It was like, how the families blended. It was just, I don't know. It was those.
I just hate that we're moving away from that.
So this is affecting how you're looking at houses? Is that what you were saying?
Well, yeah, because I was looking like, you know, I don't know, like.
Jerk that pen out of his hand.
Oh, I'm going to write on the freaking thing. Oh, I'm just banging.
I'm banging it. Yeah.
Let me tell you something right now.
You know what? I didn't even notice that. Thank you, Robbie.
I'm not paying a penny more than five. Yeah, no. Anyway, no, I don't. Put the damn pen down.
But the kitchen in the house you were looking
at? Yeah, no, just kind of like the layout, just kind of thinking like, you know, like your all's kitchen. Like
I love our kitchen.
That is really why we bought this house.
It's a hangout, like, you know, because you have the room to hang out in that kitchen. I mean, you do. And it doesn't, like, I don't know, because so many places you like they don't utilize everything. I mean, and I don't like a big, one big, huge open concept where everything's open.
Everything,
I do like having, like, you know, like a diner, but I don't know, like that's a, because everybody ends up hanging out in the kitchen. I swear, I don't know. Yeah. I don't care how nice the house is and how much cool shit you got somewhere else. Like, you have this whole freaking, but you think everybody hang out down here. But it's up there around that. It's
around the kitchen.
It is.
I think 10 people came down here. We probably had 50 people here, maybe not 50, but anyway, we had a lot. Maybe 10 came down here just to see if we bought anything new. That was about it. The tour came back up.
It was all, yeah, was, I know.
Because everything was happening.
Everybody wants to be around family.
It's kind of neat, the kitchen, because it makes it kind of, it feels yeah, a little home.
We almost took that out and put a refrigerator in there. I'm glad we did.
No, that's a added little bonus. I like this.
So we got the big wheels out at Ron's birthday party.
Oh, yeah.
Did you really?
Big wheel races.
So we had big wheel races. My brother and I raced.
How'd that go?
He beat me, but I
thought he was
going
to have a freaking heart attack.
He cheated.
That's awesome.
I mean, that your legs are burning because it is an incline up to the end of the street.
Yes.
And
you don't realize it when you're driving
and
a car.
And plus, you got to get down so low to get, you know. I mean,
and I'm not a regular big wheel rider.
God, those were your means of transportation.
Oh my God, these things are so cool.
If you'd have one of these as a kid.
What are they like?
You haven't seen them?
I don't know if I saw a picture.
You haven't been on one?
No.
Oh, we're going to race. We'll race when this is over.
You got a big wheel here?
Two.
Holy shit.
Oh,
Jeremy,
for the podcast.
That would be fun to film it. Because I'll race you.
Yeah. Big wheels. Hell yes. Remember you could spin them around backwards and stuff?
These are drifters.
Yeah.
So they got rubber front tires.
I'm really excited.
So you can crash them. But then the back tire, it'll spin you around. First time Jeff got on it, his eyes were like saucers when he started spinning.
I mean, he started
going to flip over.
It's raining out there, so it's going to slicker and snot.
Hell yeah.
Jeremy's like, hurry up.
Are we done?
Well, you know what? It's been nice talking to you. Yeah, thanks for listening. You got anything for us, Rob?
Kentucky Street Smarts.
There you go. Got a street
Let's
smarts.
Do it.
All
Let's
right.
Do it.
I don't really remember the actual situation, but this was a mamaw thing. It wasn't a papaw thing. And it was one of the uncles, and they were talking about they had had this child, and they really, not them, but a friend of theirs had had this child. And like, this dude hadn't seen this child for like 12 years. And then he wanted to be part of her life. And she was like, I don't know you.
Yeah.
And mamaw said the wisest thing. She said, it's hard to pick a crop that you never planted.
That is so good.
That is a good one.
You can't just make that happen.
Yeah.
You have to plant it, nurture it, and then you get to harvest.
Yeah.
But you can't just start with the harvest.
Yeah.
No.
You
got to
do
the
other, or it's just meaningless.
Putting in the time.
No, exactly. Yeah.
It's the same with any relationship, with a girlfriend, wife, whatever.
Yeah.
If you don't put the time in, you can't just take the
good. You'll never reap what you sow.
No.
If you don't, you got to.
No, but she just.
You got to nurture
it. She just spit that.
That's a good one.
She just spat it out right there. Just
like. Probably at the kitchen table.
We were actually in the living room.
Oh, no shit. There you go.
That's what you could title your book, The Kitchen Table.
Oh.
That's a good one, actually. I took a picture of something, and this is so freaking true. look at this. I'll tell you, since we don't talk enough about the generational trauma of crying at the kitchen table over math homework. And it's like, late 70s, early 80s. Look at this picture. I mean, it's a trauma.
Oh, my God.
I remember doing that, sitting there God.
Well, I never did with math, but I remember doing that to my kids.
Yeah.
Well, not getting up out of here until you do this.
Yeah. Or those where you're not leaving the table until you eat all your food. Dude, you can't. You can't hide all the peas or the mashed potatoes and hide the mashed potatoes.
That is one thing that I really appreciate about my mom and appreciate it.
Sexual?
Golly. That I appreciate.
That's when you appreciate something a lot.
About my mom and dad.
I really appreciate
for no reason.
Y'all just not going to let it go.
I'm appreciating it right now.
Fine. Get it out.
No, go ahead.
No.
Sorry.
Finish.
Yeah. Sorry. Bad classes for that.
That should be a t-shirt. Yeah. I appreciate that.
I appreciate that. A lot.
A lot.
Oh, shut up. Oh, God. Come on, Boston. Let's go.
What was I even freaking saying? I appreciated about my mother and father is they were proponents of you don't have to clean your plate.
Eat if you're hungry.
You eat if you're hungry.
Well, that's not always how it was back in the day.
That was not the case in a lot of families. You ate everything. It was rude if you didn't eat everything.
Well, And even if you didn't, they weren't making you anything else. Even if you didn't eat it then, that was all you were going to get.
No, yeah, they didn't make a special
meal. This is your dinner.
We're not running out and getting you nuggets.
No.
You're going to have to stuff freaking bell pepper.
Yeah.
I would love to have one now, but back then it was horrible.
They seemed really specific.
We should make those.
I hated them when I was a kid.
Me too. They're good now.
Oh, I did too.
The rice and corn.
Yeah, it's good.
Sausage.
And a little bit of sausage, a little bit of cheese, a little bit of burger.
I hated green beans as a kid, and I really like green beans now. I hated it. I still don't like peas, but like there was.
Is it a texture thing or is it a taste thing?
Taste. I don't know.
I like when they're fresh and they pop in your mouth.
They're like cold, like pea pods. I'll eat those things. You know what I'm saying? Like whatever they're called. Like
snow peas?
Snap peas or snow peas. I don't know the hell. They give them the little flat pot. What are they called?
Yeah. Snow peas.
Snow peas. Yeah. That's exactly what I said. I eat those cold all the time. That's great. Yeah.
But yet you don't like a pea.
I don't like a cooked pea. Just like carrots. Okay, I used to hate cooked carrots. I eat them now. I don't know. I get into stew and shit.
Yeah, I would much rather eat a raw carrot.
But yeah, raw carrots, yeah.
Or
yeah.
A raw sweet potato.
I like raw vegetables. Across the board, I like raw vegetables better than I do when they're cooked. I swear I don't know. Which is it better to eat them raw?
I think it is. I think they lose some nutritional value when they're cooked, especially if they're cooked a lot.
They don't get more nutritional.
Exactly. And I think also the texture, doesn't that help your system break things down? Like it keeps it kind of like
Dr. Jeremy.
It keeps it rigid in there, right? Because you're not eating mushy shit.
Are you consulting with RFK Jr.?
Yeah. I know what's going on in there.
I think your body, hold on. Your body works harder to process cold water than it does lukewarm water.
It's better to drink like, process it more. Oh my God! I saw this thing. I don't know if I took a fucking picture of it.
Okay.
It won't even make
30
sense.
30 minutes later. 30 minutes later.
SpongeBob. We did.
Yeah.
Can we copy SpongeBob?
Can you summarize what
it was? It was this thing where scientists have said that they found a new organ in your throat they've never seen before. I don't know if it's like a real thing or not.
Is this going to be like Pluto?
And I'm like, how many cadavers there are that have been cut open and autopsies performed?
And nobody's noticed
and nobody's
this
knows
thing.
This too long. What is this shit?
No, I'm not buying that.
Is this these things? Funny because I'm like, oh my God. I'm like, did not.
How big is it? It must be tiny.
I'm like, for a split
like
second,
a pituitary
like,
gland.
Really?
No, it's one of those things, and they took an X-ray, and there's a penis in it.
What?
When you zoom in,
it's got a penis. It's the organ that's in the mouth.
You open it up, and it's a black guy with a big.
Or it's got a spike in the middle finger. Yeah. There's just one.
You know what? You're setting everybody up. Yeah. You're setting everybody
that's
up.
Like one of those middle finger things. This kid slides up on like a pair of wheels. You know?
Yeah.
Kitty slides up, he looks over, he goes like that, he gives the finger to the camera, like it's a kid, but it's funny as shit. I don't know. You didn't expect that at all.
Something you can send back to somebody?
Yeah.
Oh, I want that.
Because it's like, he just slides up.
So it's basically a meme.
It's a little, yeah.
I forget all the terminology.
Yeah, I don't even know either.
Yeah, I'm old.
Is it GIF or Jeff?
I don't even want to talk about it.
See, I don't even know. I mean, because... I've heard both.
Yeah, I think it's acceptable to say it either way.
Tomato, tomato, right?
Are we going to spin this wheel?
Oh, sheesh.
Spin that funky wheel.
Yes.
Well, I'm not going to say all that we usually say because I can't remember it anymore.
I bet you could.
Just log on to our Safe Place podcast, damn it. Keep listening. We love you.
Send us your Would You Rathers.
Would You Rathers, yeah. Hey, we're going to do some little Would You Rathers right now. We landed on purple.
Purple for pirates.
We landed on purple.
What are the odds? And there's like 700 different colors in that
it's
wheel.
It's the whole spectrum.
Carla from Detroit, Michigan says.
Carla could be from Big Clifty.
There's a lot of Carlas in that area.
There's a lot of Carlas
in Big Clifty.
Yeah, too.
A lot of Carla Higgin.
That's what's high school with her, yeah. Would you rather have the power to make every light turn green in your favor? Or to never have to stand in line again.
Never have to stand in line again. Final answer.
Wow, that's not a lot of fun.
That was too quick. I'm going to just mark that down. It's a strike for Shannon.
Like, we got a running board. We just keep.
Would you like to hear my reasoning?
Well, I mean, it's no fun if you just get the answer. You got to get your reasoning.
Because I don't trust green lights anymore. It makes me uncomfortable to have a green light because I want to make sure everybody's freaking stopping.
Oh, that's true.
Nobody's horrible right here on Zorn Avenue.
Nobody.
Yeah. Like, you...
Oh, people run red lights like crazy.
All the time.
It's nuts. Yeah, I know.
Like, I've got to look on a green light to make sure nobody's coming.
You is a green light. You could be in deep thought and just and never have to worry about anything.
I don't go when my light does turn green sometimes. If I think you're for a second you're not paying attention and you're going to run that red light.
And there's so many cars on the road. It's like crazy. Like,
and they're on their phones.
I know. It's traffic everywhere you go. Everywhere you go.
Anyway.
No.
So that's, and I hate standing in line.
So Jacob got a Tesla. Did you know this?
Yeah.
Talking about traffic?
Yeah, yeah.
Val has one and Jacob has one.
Okay, I knew they had one, right?
Yeah, but these are new.
I got you. Yeah.
But we went to the UK game, football game.
Yeah.
He drove from our driveway until we got to the parking garage. He never touched the steering wheel.
Isn't that crazy?
Really?
He took us around in it. It was nuts.
It's like it signals for you.
It's the future.
Adaptive cruise control. It changes lanes. He never did anything.
Are you sad?
It's the future.
I've never even driven an electric car yet.
It's like, nuts. And it will pin your freaking head back.
Which one is it? Is it a...
He had the SUV.
Oh, really? That's cool.
And it's got the car doors that come up.
No shit. Yeah. That's awesome.
I mean, if everybody had that technology in their car,
man, I don't want to
lose. Wouldn't have
I wish everybody else had it.
Well, and the thing is, though, I think, like honestly, like, in cities, like I don't know, or like, because it would be so much more efficient if they all did talk to each other. Like, it was like basically like you're, it's like a train, but it's a dislocated train, right? Where you can get off and on, but you could get like in like a line of like
where it reduced traffic so much.
Yeah, they're all synced up, and it's, you know, that way everybody's, it's like they keep going or keep moving, but get out of the way. You know, so you're out of the way.
I mean,
you're moving,
to
you know,
me,
you're
it just, doesn't seem like that's so far off in the future. It's
not. But like out in rural areas, you know, you don't like, you know, you, because I hate to get the freedom of, if you have a car, you want to really drive.
Right.
You know, you don't have, you're not, I don't want to be controlled on my control. You know.
And he set it way over the speed limit, and it did not deny him how fast he wanted to go.
It didn't say slow. Did they have a little?
Well, this is a little over the speed limit. If anybody's listening.
Well, anyway, so but he, we just were in the driveway with the car, and he was showing it to, I think it was Jake and Carly, and I were out there, and he was standing to where the car would come to him, like he could summon the car, and it would drive to him. It was nuts.
It's like James
But the
Bond.
Funniest
it's
thing like... about that was Jean was out there with us too.
Yeah.
So she's never seen a car where nobody ever gets out of it.
Yeah.
So she's confused. Yeah, so nobody's getting out. So then nobody's getting out of the driver's side. So she goes to the passenger side. Nobody's getting out. And then Jacob opens the passenger side, and nobody's there. And she's so confused.
And then she noticed.
She runs back.
She does it every time you get home. She'll see. I'll drive home. She'll see if Jake or Shannon's in the passenger side, because she really
misses
Shannon.
And so then she went into the driver's side, and nobody was there. And that dog was confused.
Oh, wow.
It was fascinating.
It would be cool, like, if you went...
It blew her mind.
Like, if you went if you went to the movies, and it was pouring rain, and you just have your car come to the sidewalk and pick you up.
Yeah.
You're getting one of those cues.
Valet
we
service,
talking.
Baby. Yeah.
I'm telling you. It's not that far off.
Because you... That'd be perfect for... Like you set a time. Like, you know what I'm saying? Yeah. Like, this movie's going to be done at whatever, you know. Or when you're walking out, you push the button... It starts coming up, and if there's a line of them, they just
get in line.
It's basically like a valet
service.
And you wait till it pulls up.
Do you know how much?
That'd be cool as shit.
Your insurance premiums would go down.
Oh yeah, because they're all kind of. I mean, unless something happens, there's some kind of glitch.
I mean, it doesn't.
Man, that'd be crazy.
There have been so few accidents.
Yeah. Oh, it's gotta be solid.
Well, you know the tunnel they had in Vegas.
Uh huh.
They only use self-driving Teslas in that tunnel.
Really?
I've seen that. It's pretty cool.
And you just get in. It's basically a cab. You get in.
See, it's already happening.
Yeah.
It's already happening.
The future is now.
Wow.
So there's never any accidents.
There's never
anybody being a freaking moron.
You know what? You know who that's going to put out of business?
Hold up. Oh, shit.
That was me.
Oh, I thought we...
We have no more personal injury lawyers. Oh. Do you know what that would do to that?
Oh, my God. You're right.
You're so right. That's
they're
never going to
happen. They're probably lobbying against that.
I would think that they would be lobbying against that.
You got to think, honestly, like the things like the businesses that are out of business. Because I was thinking about 35-millimeter film getting developed.
One-hour like, photo.
So I'm saying, like, those things, I bet they that was, like, the most cutting edge. You get your pictures back that day. That was the crazy shit. It was, like, the hype. Like, everybody used it. It was the biggest. I mean, they made money hand over fist. Because that's how you, until digital. Yeah. It's like, you never thought that would go out of business. Just like CDs and shit. Like, you know, they thought it was here forever, you know.
I had a buddy at St. Martha. He'll remain nameless. But his father-in-law sold him a business that he had made a shit ton of money.
Yeah.
Payphones.
Oh.
Payphones, yeah. God. Yep. Yeah, exactly. That's another one.
And about five that's years later, example. He couldn't give them away.
Yeah. No, yeah.
Oh, that's devastating.
I'm sure there's payphone graveyards somewhere, you know, where they just, yeah. I mean, cause, and that's the thing is you don't see them. There's not even one just in case.
I can't remember the last.
Like, they should have some just in case.
Wait a minute. Don't they still have
there's still
some?
A few here
because
there.
If you go to Thornton's.
Not many. There's
I stopped
not many.
At a gas station probably 12 years ago. I'd lost
payphone banks?
Gotten my phone.
I would think that you can still find payphones at gas stations.
Not many, though.
Phone booths are done, though. There's no more phone booths.
In Ireland, they all their like those red big phone booths.
Yeah. Huh?
They're like emergency medical things.
Really?
Yeah.
Hmm?
So they were phone booths.
No, not anymore. They don't have phones in them.
What do you mean emergency medical booths?
They're not phone booths. They're something else. I don't know exactly what they are. Doug was telling me about it.
Huh. We looked that
so
up.
So like that there's...
There's no phones in them. They kept the booths there, but there's no phone in them.
But there's
so there's stuff. Like bandages and
I
stuff.
I think there's
in
like
there?
A white cross on them.
It could be like a
I need to circle back on that one.
Okay, pause on that one.
Yeah, let's get
let's
that
get
next
a little
time.
More research on that.
Let's get that next.
Okay,
time.
So to you, Roberto.
Oh,
standing
you know,
in line.
I think it depends on what your daily thing is. If I had to drive, somewhere or downtown where I was just, I mean, my drive. I don't hit a light. Well, two lights, to and from work.
That's not bad.
So
I'm a truck driver, yeah.
Truck driver, if you drove for a living, yes. And I don't stand on a lot of lines, but, man, it wears me out. Mm.
That's the thing I was thinking, because I was about the green light thing, but really, like, I don't stand in a lot of lines either, but, like, when you do go to big things, when you step in the line, is just...
You go to the Yum Center for a concert.
That's what I'm saying, man.
And they got 12 doors, and everybody wants to go in this first door.
So you go to the Derby. Like,
go to the Derby,
yes.
Want
to. Yeah.
So this little superpower really wouldn't be like you use it every day as much as it's handy as fuck, though. You know what I'm saying? Because
when you do...
I don't know what I pay for it, but I wouldn't mind having it.
Yeah.
You know what, though? Some of my favorite conversations that I've had with strangers have been in lines.
I mean, I like we were talking about standing in line. Like it's fun, like going to like a what the field of Nightmare Forest.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Like part of the experience of that is like the line. It does, but like it's just because everybody it's just crazy. And, you know when you're young and everything.
Yeah.
You know, and like Emma's like that's the best part of the is the waiting in line, which I'm like oh my god, like it's taking.
You're just building the anticipation.
Yeah. So I'm like, you know, like that. Sometimes the that is part of it.
Yeah.
You know, but
I think I would miss that because I've met people in line.
Yes, I don't know. I mean, but green lights would be nice to just to fucking.
I'll take it.
Oh shit! Sorry, I keep forgetting. So I think I'm gonna go with standing in line. I don't want to stand in line.
I think that's consensus.
Yeah. Is that what you're going with?
Yeah.
She went with it in the first 2 seconds.
Yeah.
Because the thing is, though, is you don't, if you did want to stand in line, you could still turn that superpower off. You know what? I'm going
to
go
with I can still stand in line
you know
if I went
thank
to.
You. I don't need to use
you know what?
Pass.
If you're with people that you really don't want to be with, you go, I'm going to go get the beer, and I'm standing in line.
Yeah. Yeah. Or you said, we'll get the
I
beer.
I think you made a wrong decision to begin with if you don't want to be around them that much.
Oh, then I'd be in there to begin with?
Yes, true.
Yeah.
Or you say we'll get a beer, but you don't have to stay in the line. They don't know
just,
that.
Yeah, oh, and then you're just gone, and you get the beer like that.
Then I can do shots.
Yeah.
Then you just walk around the stadium, and then you come
back.
You
get in with that before
genius.
They get in.
That's genius.
You can hide from them.
I like it.
There's no
more alone time.
Thinking about now, the line thing, because, dude, like staying with concession lines, when you do go to a game, that fucking sucks. Like, that sucks.
All right. Just What about never being stuck in traffic or never have to stand in line?
That's the traffic 1,000%.
That's a better one.
That's a better
one. That is a no-brainer. I'm in traffic every day.
The last 2 hours going to Destin, Florida.
It's the worst.
You travel 15 miles.
Yeah.
I'm going with the traffic.
2 hours.
No, I never have to be in traffic. That is a no-brainer. However,
I might give a finger for that. Yeah, they cut a finger off.
If they start this,
I'd lose a finger.
I would, but hold on. We were just talking before about this whole revolution of self-driving cars. Maybe there is no more. There's going to be a fraction of the traffic when you have self-driving cars.
Oh, yeah. Because it just takes stupid out of play.
So then do you lose your chance at never have to stay in line?
See, then you never get to have a superpower. You're just like you're the...
That's the one-hour photo thing.
You're the one-hour photo.
It's not even necessary.
Yes.
Just call me
Kodak. That's exactly what it is. So you got to put that into consideration as well.
Yeah, so this will be obsolete. So
yeah. Okay, so hold on. So what are... Never traffic or...
Never stand in
line.
Stand
in line.
I'm still going traffic. Because while I... Until they get it going, I don't know when it's going to be. It'll be worth it.
If I have it for the next 30 days.
Yeah, I don't think I'll age out of that. I just remember driving home when they were working on Gene Snyder when we lived off Belltown Road. If I left work 1 minute after 4:30, it would take me an hour and a half to get home. And it's a 20-minute drive.
Yeah. Isn't that crazy? Yeah, just 1 minute.
And there's no other way to do it. I tried different routes. Yeah. It was just horrible.
Yeah.
And driving home from Destin or Florida with kids in the car.
Sometimes those drives are just...
The time we got behind that chicken truck that
told you that.
Yes.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. That would be...
The great chicken
hours.
Massacre.
Yeah.
We have dozens of chickens died.
Yeah.
Dozens. Mm-hmm.
There were hundreds in that one bucket.
And they're cheating me on eggs.
You just got chickens.
Because that's not a dozen.
Feathers flying everywhere.
Mount. That you need a skid steer to get them out of there.
Yeah, that's how they were loading them up.
It's a lot of poultry.
It's a lot. But traffic.
Yeah.
So we're on the consensus.
There you go. All right. Well, don't be a chicken and come back and see us.
All right.
Yeah.
See ya.